Welcome back. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 1, Mishnah 8 of Meseches Trumos. Jumping right in, says the Mishnah, Ein Tormen Shemen Al Zeizim Hanechtashen. When it comes to separating my Truma, so I have to have the same item to separate from for that which I'm taking Truma for. So, for example, so one is not allowed to separate oil, meaning olive oil, as truma for olives that are going to go ahead and be crushed. The lo yayin al anavim hanidrachim, and I can't separate wine as a truma for grapes that are going to be pressed. The reason why is because these are two different items, and therefore it won't go vim tarm truma so truma v'achzor v'yisrom. But if he did separate this truma in either of these cases that we just listed, the truma is a valid truma, but he has to separate truma again after the olives are crushed or the grapes are pressed. And how does this work? Well, the first truma then is understood to be truma midah or raisa, as from a Torah perspective. But the chachamim midah rabbanan say you need to take a second truma. And therefore, as you can imagine, the first, these two areas of truma have two different, takings of truma have two very different realities. So harishona midamas bifnei atzma. So the first truma that you take, like any other deoraisa level truma, so it would make the other produce meduma on its own. Meaning without the second truma that was taken, if the first truma is forgetting about the second one, if the first truma was mixed in with an ordinary like produce, so the entire mixture is going to be usher, it's going to be considered meduma, and if you have someone who's a non-kohen, and he ate the first truma by mistake, so he's going to be obligated to pay the extra fifth for it that you would if you ate a truma by mistake. And avalo shnia, but when it comes to the second truma, so this is only a derabbanan truma, so therefore it's not going to be subject to either of these halachos. It won't make ordinary produce into meduma, and it won't make a non-kohen who ate this truma by mistake have to pay this extra fifth as a fine for eating the truma. That was Mishnah 8. Now we go forward to Mishnah Tes. V'tormen shemen al zeisim hanech bashem. But we are allowed to separate olive oil as a truma for olives that are being pickled. Because evidently when something is pickled, that's going to be considered processed already. And olive oil is considered processed olives. So therefore, you can separate olive oil as truma for olives that are being pickled. And you can separate wine as truma for grapes that are going to be made into raisins. Because again, since these olives and these grapes don't require like a significant processing situation, whether it's separating the truma or from them for the oil or the wine is a case of separating truma from processed produce for processed produce, that's going to be permissible. So ultimately, since these are more or less considered processed foods, the grapes that are almost going to be raisins and the olives that are going to be pickled, so you can go ahead and separate truma for them from the oil and the wine, respectively. And then moving forward, Hare Shetaram Shemen Al Zeisim La'achila V'Zeisim Al Zeisim La'achila. So if someone separated oil, which is considered a processed produce, as a truma for olives that he's going to be eating, and if these olives are going to be eaten very soon, then you understand something very simple about these olives, that they are processed in their own right because they're quote-unquote about to be consumed. What's the difference between olive oil and olives that are about to be eaten? Olive oil is going to be consumed because it's already processed, and regular olives are going to be consumed, and therefore it's as if they're processed already. So again, if you separated oil as a truma for olives that are about to be eaten and they're going to be eaten, or you separated olives that you intend to eat as a truma for other olives that he intends to eat, v'yayin shel anavim la'achila, v'anavim shel anavim al anavim la'achila, or if he separates wine, which is a processed produce, as we know, as a truma for grapes that he intends to eat, which is also considered quote-unquote processed, or he separated grapes that he intends to eat as a truma for other grapes that he intends to eat, but then he changed his mind in any of these circumstances and decided that, you know what, I don't want to eat them right away. Actually, I want to press the olives, or I want to press the grapes to make oil or to make wine. So he doesn't need to go ahead and take truma a second time. You say that's a big chiddush, but the answer is no, because when a truma separation was taken and it was kosher, so that was when that took place, it never needs to be done again, even if the circumstances changed. Obviously, you can't make this into a loophole and say, oh, I thought that it was going to be. No, as long as your intention was real, that it was, you clearly were meaning to eat them, and then for whatever reason you changed your mind, so as long as that is the case, then it's considered a kosher truma, no need to do anything else. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Tes. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Yud. Have a wonderful day.